last paragraph in chapter Gimel, in the Mitzvot Hasharim, Chlolo Shadovah. Let me suffice to Ramchal says that which I've taught you until now in this chapter. This is the Aleph. He says we need to understand our actions, which are consistent with what the Rabbeinu Shalom wants, which are inconsistent. And even the ones that are consistent, if we cannot purify them to raise them to a higher level. But he says, how will we ever get there? You cannot. Ronnie, could you fix a problem in the finances unless the auditors discover the problem?
Really, okay.
I don't think so. Until the auditors discover that there's a problem, you can't fix the problem. If the auditors come and you found that there's a problem somewhere, whatever that problem may be, so then you bring it to your bosses, Rabbi, this is, we have a problem. What are we going to do about this? But if you didn't discover the problem, even if we know what we're supposed to do, we'll never fix the problem. So the first thing that Ramchal tells us is that we need a self-audit. If we have an audit, then we can get a handle on what needs to be fixed. Klolo shalom. Tzorach ha'odam yeis mizboinen b'sich leitom. But a person has to think, and mizboinen is a very interesting word. Mizboinen is not a superficial type of thing. Mizboinen is to think deeply on a constant basis. B'chol zman, this is something that has to take place constantly in life. And then he warns us about a very, very important thing. And this has to have a fixed time to do it. As we know, the success of the Daf Yomi is what? That it has a fixed time. It has to be done today. Tomorrow, there's a new blot. The day after, there's another blot. There's no putting it off. That's the strength of the Daf Yomi. And that's the success of Rameh Shapiro, the Tzadik Livracha, that he created something that says Man Kavua. There's a calendar, and the calendar is merciless. If you don't learn today, it dumps another blot in you tomorrow. The next day, another blot. The next day, another blot. So it's either sink or swim. So you need a Man Kavua. If we want to get things done in life, we can't say when we'll have time to do it, we'll do it. As we know, who has time? We never have time for anything. The only things that we have time for are the things that we prepare before, and we say this hour, this half an hour, this 3/4 of an hour is going to be used for this purpose. And then we're very determined and persistent. We don't let anything interfere with it, so then we can get there. So we need that it has to be regularly, that it has to be at a fixed time, or fixed times. It doesn't have to be every day the same time, but there's a fixed slot in the calendar. And we just buy the good. And we're never going to get there if we're in the tumult of life. A person needs time to think about what he's doing. He needs a little bit of privacy and a little bit of silence. Otherwise, just who could think with all the tumult of life going on around us? So it requires three things: that it be on a very regular basis, that have a very fixed schedule, which time we're going to do it every day, when we're going to do it on each day. And finally, there has to be a time that's quiet. We have some peace and quiet to be able to think and plan. And what's the question we need to ask ourselves? What is it, the proper path, according to the halacha of the Torah Shalom Tzorach Leilach? That's something I know to constantly clarify. And clarify in terms of the things that people could do today, that are shy to do today. What is relevant to me, and what do I need to do? And once I've clarified what's important to do, then I have to look in the mirror and ask myself, well, how am I doing? Right? What Rabbi Akach used to say, how am I doing? Right? We have to ask ourselves that question. How are we doing? In Heimala Derech Hazem, if they're consistent with this or not. So we first have to, again, the steps is to be clear about what's appropriate and then to hold our own behavior up to the standards and see if we meet standards. The Ramchal was amazing. The Ramchal says if we would get ourselves focused, it would not be so hard to clean up our act. It's an amazing statement. I would have imagined that even after we define what the problem is, from there to get a solution to it is a mighty difficult task. But the Ramchal says it's relatively, I guess, easy. Once we know what the problem is, to do something about it. And to live on a path which is a proper service of the Rebbeinu Shalom. And the Novi tells us this. The question is, the Ramchal takes the Novi and he puts it in proper order for us. One is a pasuk in Mishnah and one is a pasuk in Eicha. One was by Shlomo HaMelech and the latter was by Yirmiyah, even though the latter long preceded him. But they're talking at different steps along the way. Shlomo HaMelech and Mishlei was talking about the first step. Pales ma'agel raglecho, v'chol drochecho yikon. So we have to, in effect, plan for that which we have to do. What do we have to do? Weigh what we have to do. Then v'chol drochecho yikon, then we'll arrive at what's proper. And here is a different sense. Palis Magal Raglecha gives the sense of identifying that which is the path that we ought to take, defining it. The second posse, the posse from Mecha, is Nach Besor de Rachayim Menachayim. And we have to Nach Besor, to do Chippus, is to search. And after we do search in our midas, then to dwell upon things that we chance upon, things which seem a little bit unusual, or perhaps somewhat inappropriate. And achor is to probe them deeply. Are they truly inappropriate, or will we right with what we did? Now that's an immense and difficult task. To have such brutal honesty with ourselves. But then, if we do that, it's going to shuvah Hashem, then we can return to the Rebbeinu Shalom. So here he's laid out for us that we have to constantly define that which we need to accomplish in life. And then we have to ask ourselves if we're getting there, or if we're on the wrong track. So this is the great teaching of the Mesilas Yesharim and Perek Gimel. These two steps. We find the goal, and then ask ourselves how we compare to the goal, how we meet that standard. And he warns us that this advice is not advice that we're going to understand. It's an amazing thing. It's a simple, practical advice. And every undertaking that a person has in this world is based on that. We define a goal, and then we measure our progress towards that goal. Am I getting there? Am I getting further away? Did I make missteps? Do I have to redirect my efforts? That's everything in life is based upon that. Anyone that ever accomplished anything, he had a plan. And then he figured out step by step, oh, he's getting closer to fulfilling his plan. Whatever the plan was, makes no difference what it was. From Olam Hazeh to Olam Haba, everything has to have a plan. Without planning, if we just go along without any thought, without any plan, we don't get anywhere in life. Anything needs a plan. A bridge gets built. First, there had to be an architect that had a plan. First, someone decided there has to be a bridge. That's a goal. Then there has to be a plan of how we're going to build this bridge. And then finally, someone has to carry it out. And yet, the Ramchal tells us that unless a person is a Isha Shomer, unless a person is conquered or already conquered his Yetzer Hara, he will not only not understand this on his own, but even when offered this sage piece of advice from a great tzaddik, we still won't realize that it's true. And that's the challenge that we face, says the Yetzer Hara is so deceptive that he manages to deceive us in terms of the significance of taking stock of that which we do.
Can I ask the Rebbe a question on that? A question on that, on this point, or maybe because he uses the term derech and maisa in here. Because the Rebbe asks a good question, and people do take stock, the accountants do. So what's the chiddush? But if you go through the chapter, what he said is, I see a need to look at your derech. And in Eitz Chaim, he says, first review the first chapter, what's my purpose, and then review your maisim.
Yeah.
And the chiddush is that you have to go through your purpose every time. Not that you're maisim, because you're maisim, the accountants know. It could be the chiddush is reviewing your derech, like every day review the first chapter, and then within that, then go through your maisim.
I say, I'm not so sure, because when he talks about the fact of bo cheshbo,
right,
he derives the fact, as Allah teaching us, that we have to weigh that which we do.
Mm-hmm.
So he tells us, what should we do? What we should do is ask ourselves, what do we gain from not doing the mitzvah? Or what would the gain of doing the mitzvah be? And what did we lose by doing an avera? And what would we give up by not doing the avera?
So you say that's mice.
Well, he seems to be in mice in that.
Right. See, I have, okay. But he could have switched.
Rochem, as I said, I've mentioned before, I believe based on the Rambam, in Hilchos Deis, when the Rambam comes back in the middle of Hilchos Deis, I think at the beginning of Perek Zayin, if I recall, the Rambam talks about the fact that Hoyle, that we know that we have Bechira, so now the Rambam starts talking about Tshuva, which is a very odd thing, because if we don't have Bechira, if we don't have free will, then how could I be called upon to do Tshuva in the first place? And secondly, why am I responsible for anything that I did? They said that I should have to do tshuva. So the whole Hilchos Tshuva is built on the fact that I have free will. Otherwise, the whole point is there's no point to tshuva. So why suddenly, if the Rambam thought it had to be clarified, to clarify at the beginning of Hilchos Tshuva, or at the beginning of Yisei the Atera, at the very beginning of the Yad HaChazaka, why all of a sudden in the middle of Hilchos Tshuva does the Rambam come to define Bechira? So I felt always, because there the Rambam talks about Yaz of Rosh and Darach. Darach is the midas that a person is. And we might have thought that we have sufficient Bechira to change our mindset. But we don't necessarily think that we have sufficient Bechira to change our Drochem, our midas. Well, I think the midas I have, that's the hand that I have. That's it. I'm stuck with it. So when we talk about here, Palas Magna Rab Lecha, Chesli Yifonu, is not only the meisim that we do, but it's also the derech, path, the attitude that we have, the needs that we have. And those are also subject. That's what the Rambam teaches us in Hilchos Tshuva. And that's why at that point he says that you can do tshuva for meisim that I've taught you already. But now I want to teach you, the Rambam says, that you also the power of a hearer such that you can do tshuva for your drocha, your needs. So this is what the Ramchal teaches us, Rabbi Yisai, that we have to take seriously, despite the fact that we can't fully comprehend it, the necessity of doing the self-audit. And the self-audit has to be based upon two principles. To define what is appropriate, what we should turn our attention to in life, and secondly, is how I'm actually living up to the standard that I set. Rabbi Yisrael will hold it at this point. It's just about.